This is the Stinking Truth.
You've done it once again, man.
What did I do?
You've done it once again. You've stepped in it, and you've got a whole fan base mad at you. This time it's 49er fans over last week's comments about Brandon Ayuk.
I don't understand how I just basically spit out the truth, and then all of a sudden everybody's mad at me. Like, okay, so I know, you know, all you Niner fans sit in meetings with defensive coordinators that are playing the Niners like I do. So you guys probably know exactly what's going on. But, you know, I say that to say this. Is I sit in those meetings. I've had a bunch of games, a bunch of 49ers games over the last several years. And when I talk to coordinators about what it is you've got to stop, they talk about the run game, specifically about Christian McCaffrey, about the dual threat nature of Deebo Samuel and how good he is once he gets the ball in his hands, about George Kittle. And Brandon Ayuk is a really good receiver. But when people talked about him being a number one receiver, I just go, be careful what you wish for. Because do you think that production would be there if he was lined up as, let's say, the X, and he was the focal point like a Justin Jefferson is or a Devontae Adams is, and they're rolling coverage to him, and they're lining the best corner on the football team is traveling with that particular guy? When you play the 49ers, they're like, we're not going to let Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel beat us. Hey, if it's Brandon Ayuk that beats us, God bless him. Good for you. So I don't understand what the controversy is there. Listen, man, he's a really good player, and he's really improved. What he was when he first came into what he is now, he's really improved. But all I said is I wouldn't spend top 10 money on him at the receiver position. And part of that is the way I feel about receivers. The most dependent position on the football field, and everybody's dependent, but receivers the most dependent.
So when it comes to you on Twitter, I'm here for the comments. And I love the comments from the 49er fans. So let me address what I read the most in terms of their criticisms towards you. They said, his stats show that separation, when it comes to the stat, separation by target, that he's one of the best in the league in terms of creating separation.
Right.
So your response to that?
My response, I don't even know what that means. Like, again, here's another stat spit out by stat nerds. Honestly, what does that mean? Like, think about how it works, like separation per route or separation per target. So first, let me just talk about separation and routes. So let's say you're running a basic route combination. Your inside guy is running a flat, and your outside guy is running a slant. That's called dragging, slant drag. So they call it dragging, okay? So the first read and progression is the flat route. So it's off a three-step, right? You're ready. If that guy is dicking around, getting off the ball, right, doesn't have his head around, that quarterback is up. So why are you going to keep, if you're a defender and you're covering that flat and that quarterback hitches, what are you doing? You're dropping off, right? You're trying to take away the next level route. So you could have 12 yards of separation. The quarterback is already beyond you. Because you were late coming out of your break. That's where they say, oh, this guy is the feet, the route running ability.
That's the other one, that he's a great route runner.
Right. Well, I mean, like, that stuff is like, if the quarterback is already beyond you, then I don't care how open you are. Because guess what? He's already, that part of the progression is gone. You weren't open when he was ready to throw the football. You know, it's funny, I had a conversation with Matt Ryan. This is several years ago. And Matt Ryan and Kyle Shanahan were some of the, like, considered in today's modern game, the developers of footwork out of gun. So a lot of times what happens to you in gun is you get lazy with your feet. Well, every route and every route combination is based on the footwork of that particular route, 5-step, 7-step, right? And when you hit that 5th step, man, that first progression, you're ready to trigger. And so I was talking to Matt about it. And he goes, hey, man, even if I'm in gun and I got a three-step drop, it'll be three of the tiniest steps you've ever seen. But my receiver better, like, he better have his head. He better be ready. He better have his head around. And he better be on time. Otherwise, he's going to hear about it. Now, Matt's legendary for chewing people's asses. And that's how he operated, you know, as a quarterback. So if you're late coming out of your break because you're doing the hokey pokey and you're turning yourself around, I don't care how wide open you are, the quarterback's beyond you. Now, let's talk about as a target. So I don't know who's doing this stuff, like who keeps track of these things. But let's say you're running a route combination and it's zone. And it's, you know, third down and seven. And you're running an underneath route. And that zone defender is going to do what? He's not going to play low to high. He's going to play high to low. So meaning he's going to get depth. So if he's supposed to be, let's call him a hook defender, and he's supposed to be 2 yards outside the hash at 10 yards deep, right? Well, because I'm trying to defend the deep route because I don't want to give up a first down, I'm going to play it 4 yards outside the hash and 14 yards deep. So that all of a sudden we throw it in a zone to that dude that's underneath and there's nobody within 8 yards of him. Who gives a shit? Right? He rallies up, bam, makes a tackle, and we get off the football field. Oh, but the separation. Do you understand how stupid that is? Do you understand? And the whole route running thing, listen, man, route running is important. There's no question about it. But I almost feel like part of it is like, man, guy's a great route runner. That's like saying, man, the dude's a crafty lefty. You know what? When you're a crafty lefty, you know what it means? It means you don't throw hard. Right? You find one. So I don't, like, again, the things I hear, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And all I'm saying is that when you're defending the 49ers, Brandon Ayuk is the third or fourth option in that offense. He may have 105 targets. You know, he may put up 1,300 yards. But as a defensive coordinator, you're like, I'm not letting Christian McCaffrey beat me. I'm like, it's just the way it works. And so me saying, dude, I wouldn't pay him as a top 10 receiver has nothing to do with I don't like him or I don't think he's good. I think he's a great player. But I just think that in the context of that offense, like, he's going to get the best matchups. He's going to get the one-on-ones. He's going to, like, there's other guys that defenses are trying to take away, if that makes sense. I didn't mean to piss in the Cheerios of 49er fans. I mean, it's the fact. Like, in all seriousness, you put him up against Tyreek Hill? Do you put him up against Davante Adams? Mm-hmm. Do you put him up against Justin Jefferson?
Like, CeeDee Lamb, all these guys. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, separate. You know, the other thing about separation, you know what I'm more intrigued with? Guys who catch the ball in traffic. Guys who don't have separation but have strong hands attack the ball in the air. I'm more intrigued by dudes that are getting double teamed and still find a way to catch the ball. Anyhow,
let me play peacemaker here to end this conversation. Please. Move on, because I know you're making your case in defending yourself against 49er fan. But leave it at this: you like Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, I really like Brandon Ayuk.
You really do like him as a player.
What he came in, what he was when he came in,
yeah,
and what he is now. You want to talk about an incredible upward trajectory. That dude, because that dude was, like, that dude was average when he came in. I mean, I know he's a late first rounder, but he has learned to play, and he has become an outstanding receiver. And then I had Jet Fan. This was the best one on.
Oh, I think
on
I have
X.
This one. Let me read this one, because I kept it. I kept it on purpose. Yes. Okay. All right. So somebody tweeted at you. Said Mark, nasty take. He's without doubt a top 10 wide receiver, Brandon Ayuk.
Right, that to which from a Jet fan.
To which you responded, you're a Jets fan. So with all due respect, you're only qualified to judge bottom 10 players.
Yeah, right.
Have a nice day.
Right. Hey, how are you going to tell me what a top 10 player is? You haven't seen a top 10 player since Joe Namath. Like, what do you mean you're a top 10 player? Settle down, Jet fan.